Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
everybody and tell them how much you need it. Tell God how much you need. How many know we can't make it without Him? We need the breath of your presence. We need the anointing. Oh, we need it. Come on, everybody. Come on, lift your hands up all over the place. Tell them how much you need it. Oh, we need God. Come on and bless His name.
When you have it, say amen. All right. Isaiah 41 and 17 says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Psalms 107 and verse 35 says, He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and ground and dry ground into water springs. Praise the Lord. And we're going to use as the topic for the word this afternoon, God of the wilderness experience. God of the wilderness experience. We are currently living in undoubtedly the most challenging time in human history. Environmentally, there is a global warming that is the domino effect for many other problems that we have. We have pestilence in the world, which is disease. Disease and pestilence in Africa, and especially AIDS, threatens to annihilate a whole continent. Praise the Lord. There are some places where people are dying because they simply don't have clean drinking water. We don't think it a big deal to go to the store and buy bottles of water. My family buys bottles of water all the time. And we waste tap water. But there are people in various parts of the world that are dying because they do not have clean water. Amen. Amen. Environmentally, we're seeing tsunamis. We're seeing floods. The situation with the Hurricane Katrina and the problems that took place in New Orleans. Amen, are signs of the time. From a social perspective, people are alienated, amen, and they are polarized, amen, concerning government. People do not trust the government anymore. Amen, if you were to do a survey, you would find that most Americans do not trust the government. Amen, we don't trust them because, amen, they have not proven that they have the concern of the people. Amen. We look around and we see that people are afraid and in fear because they don't know what to expect from day to day. Amen. We are alienated with the educational system. We put our children in school and we find out that violence is rampant. We just read in the news on the other day how a young man who was fascinated with the Columbine experience in Toronto, Canada, went on a shooting spree and shot 19 people, killing one. Amen. And ultimately killing himself with suicide. Amen. So we're concerned about our educational system because it has drastically changed. I remember, amen, years ago, they said back in 1955 that the biggest problem in the schools was kids chewing gum and talking out of turn. Amen. But today, there's violence because of the proliferation of gangs. Amen. Kids come to school, amen, agitated, amen, coming from abused backgrounds and come from homes that their parents are not there to give them structure. Amen. And we're living in those type of times. And we are also alienated with the institutions of religion. Amen. Today the church, amen, is not what it used to be in the minds of people. There are many people, amen, who were raised in churches. Amen. From a child up, and they are now alienated with church. They say, I don't go to church anymore because I'm not getting what I need. Amen. And rightfully so in many cases, because the church has become somewhat distracted. Amen. We are currently living in the Laodicean era of the church. The Laodicean era of the church, Jesus had a strong rebuke for us. Amen. He said, you say you're rich and have need of nothing. But I say you're wretched, miserable, blind, naked, amen, and undone. Hallelujah, church. Amen. Everywhere you turn, it seems that people are distracted and alienated in their ministries, chasing after the dollar. Amen. There's nothing wrong with money. The Bible says that money answereth all things. Hallelujah. But we don't make a ministry out of chasing a dollar, because the power of God is not found in currency. Amen. But it's found in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's so very important today for us to understand, amen, why people are alienated. They are alienated because what God is doing, God is speaking into the atmosphere. He's making a clarion call to both saint and sinner to come out. Amen. He says, come out and see me. Hallelujah. Amen. As a minister of the gospel, I don't stand here, amen, and endorse churches. I don't endorse denominationalism. I'm not going to endorse Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, but I endorse Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we're living in a time today, amen, where people are endorsing their purpose and they are endorsing their agenda. Glory to God. It's important that we understand that as we live in these days and time, as I said, God is making a clarion call. Amen. Many of you, God has called out of various circumstances, and He's called you into a wilderness experience. Amen. Glory to God. A wilderness experience, if you please. Hallelujah. Could be many things. Glory to God. You see, a wilderness experience is important. You can find a wilderness experience in any trial or tribulation. Amen. The wilderness experience is important because what God does is, amen, He takes us into a wilderness type experience, amen, to prepare us for the exaltation, amen, or the elevation or the promotion to your next dimension or to your next level. Every one of us, glory to God, if we're going to go anywhere with God, we're going to have a wilderness experience. The wilderness experience, it precedes, glory to God, your exaltation. Amen. God calls us into the wilderness experience for various reasons. Glory to God. I have here, glory to God, four things, amen, or four reasons why God calls us into a wilderness experience. Amen. Number one, He calls us into a wilderness experience to humble us. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 2, the Lord told Israel, I led you in the way of the wilderness for 40 years, and I done that to humble you. Now, God does not want to humble us. Make no mistake about it. But what He will do, He will put us in a circumstance that will cause us to humble ourselves. Amen. The Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due season. You don't want God to humble you anyhow. It's far too painful. Hallelujah to God. Secondarily, God brought us out many times into a wilderness experience to prove us. Amen. To prove us. Why? Amen. That we might know. Hallelujah. You see, God doesn't need to have
proving experience in us in order for him to know, because God is omniscient. God knows everything. But sometimes he has to prove us to us. Amen. Brother Peter was a bold one. He was a rash one. He was quick with his mouth to say he was going to follow the Lord. But Peter did not know the contents of his heart. The Bible says that the heart is deceitfully wicked and desperate above measure. Who can know it? God has to reveal our hearts to us. Hallelujah to God. So he takes us out into the wilderness to prove us. Amen. Just like James, Brother Peter said, he said the trying of your faith is more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. Gold has to be tried in fire. Saints have to be tried in fire. Paul said that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So God wants to humble us. He wants to prove us. And in Deuteronomy 8:2, he said he wants to know us. Amen. But he wants you to know yourself. Number two, glory to God. God takes us through a wilderness experience to separate us from negative influence. Sometimes, saints, you can't move forward in God because somebody's whispered in your ear. Somebody's influential. It may even be your church. It may be someone that you esteem a spiritual superior. But God will move you into a wilderness experience so that you can hear his voice. You see, one thing about the wilderness, when you go into the wilderness, and you know this yourself, when you're going camping, and when you're going out into the preserves, that everything seems to be magnified in the wilderness. Some of us can't hear God's voice because too many folk are talking to us. But God will put you into a trial. He will give you some tribulation that will open your ears, that will allow you to realize that he's the one that's speaking. He's the one that wants to be heard. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Now, God takes us into the wilderness to give us an ear to hear. Let he that hath an ear to hear hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Hallelujah to God. Number three. Hallelujah. In the wilderness, God builds intimacy and trust. When God took Israel through the wilderness, he was establishing an intimate relationship. He wanted them to trust him. He took away all their crutches. When you're going through the wilderness, there are no crutches. There's nobody there to lift you up. The people that you're dependent on, they're not there for you, because God set it up that way. He wants to establish intimacy. He wants you to know that you can trust him. He wants you to know that he'll be there for you. Hallelujah to God. It's important that we understand that the wilderness experience is not something you should run from. So many of us, Lord Jesus, when we go through trials, we are trying to get out. Let me tell you something about God. Many of us came here this morning expecting a miracle. People go to church all the time and they sing the song, I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for the impossible. I'm looking for something to happen. And they expect God, who is omnipresent, inhabits all the space in eternity. They expect God to confine himself to temples made with hands. The Lord says, I'm not a God that dwells in temples made with hands. Some of us think that Jesus is a house God. He's a God that only moves in the church service. Well, let me tell you something. The God we serve is a God of the wilderness. He wants to establish you out in the real world. He wants to manifest his power. So the world can see him. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Number four, he wants to show his glory. His glory, he wants to reveal. Amen. We got the Holy Ghost, those of us that are saved. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. But God wants to show his glory. And many times, his glory was done in the wilderness. And a wilderness, as I said, can be anything. Some of you are going through a wilderness right now. Some of you, glory to God, are in a wilderness experience. You young sisters that have children, nobody to help you. That's a wilderness experience. God wants you to trust him. He wants you to look to him. The wish cometh to help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He wants you to trust him. He doesn't want you to prostitute yourself. He doesn't want you to let down. He wants you to hold your standards. Some of you young people, you're teenagers, you're young folks, and God wants you to understand. He understands your wilderness. You're going through this world as a young teen, and everywhere you turn, the world is trying to shape you and mold you and make you. But God said, don't let down. Hold on. He said, I'm a God of the wilderness. I'll be with you. I'll help you. I'll take you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. He wants you to understand, glory to God, that everything can be a wilderness. Some of you have had sicknesses that you could not shake. And that's a wilderness experience. God wants you to understand that financial turmoil can be a wilderness experience. Everything you go through can turn into a wilderness because God wants to magnify himself. Someone once said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. When you magnify something, you make it bigger. God said, look at me. I'm bigger than your problem. I'm bigger than the giants that are in the land. And every one of us has a giant somewhere that's standing up against us, trying to get us to go back. But God said, I'll be with you in the wilderness. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. You see, in the wilderness is where you learn God. You can sit here and listen to me preach, and you can learn the word. You can study your Bible 5 hours a day and learn the word. But you will learn the author in the wilderness. You'll learn scriptures from the Bible, but you'll learn God in the wilderness. That's where he ordained it. That's how he determined it. Israel learned God in the wilderness. They learned in the wilderness that their God was a healer. He proved himself to be Jehovah Rapha. The Lord God did heal you. Sometime when you're sick, God wants to prove to you that he's a healer. The woman that had the issue of blood, she was in a wilderness. She went from one doctor to the next. Nobody had an answer, but she made up in her mind, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be made whole. Hallelujah. God of the wilderness experience. Hallelujah. You got to walk with him through the wilderness. Sometimes the wilderness seemed like a long time. But I heard David say, I once was young, but now I'm old. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. If God got you in the wilderness, don't try to get out. Be like the Hebrew boys when Nebuchadnezzar cast him into a burning fiery furnace. They didn't try to get out, but the Lord got in. When Nebuchadnezzar looked down into the fire, he said, did not I put thee down there? But I see four now, and one's like the Son of Man. He's a God of the wilderness. He's a God of your child. He's a God that'll stick with you closer than a brother. He's a God that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's a God that said, when your mama forsake you and your father forsake you, I'll be there. He's a God of your wilderness experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Get on your feet, everybody. Get on your feet. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him. Hallelujah. God of your wilderness. Don't try to get out. Stay there. Because God is revealing himself. As I said earlier, the only way to go to the next level is through the wilderness. And God got you where he wants you at. He'll provide for you. He'll make a way out of no way. He's right there. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, because you're the God of our wilderness. He's the God of the wilderness. Don't run from your wilderness. Sister, I know God knows you got kids. He knows your struggle. He knows that that man ain't helping you. But God said, I'll be your father. I'm the father to the fatherless. Hallelujah. I'll provide for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't look so far down the road. Don't look so far down the road. Faith is now. Now, now, now. Faith is now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. God will provide. Hallelujah. Abraham found out when he went to sacrifice Isaac. They looked around. Isaac said, I see the altar. I see all of the other things necessary. But where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. There's a revelation there. When he said, God said, he will provide himself a sacrifice. Jesus Christ robed himself in humanity, came down through 42 generations. He became the Son of Man. He was God manifest in the flesh. He was that prophetic sacrifice that the prophet was talking about. Hallelujah. God is the God of your wilderness. Don't leave the wilderness. Stay in the wilderness. Turn to somebody and tell them, don't leave the wilderness. Because that's where God is, in the wilderness. Hallelujah. I've been living in the wilderness. I know for 15 years, at least, maybe a little more. Because 15, 16 years ago, I took a stand against some stuff in the church I came from. I took a stand. They ran me up out of there, too. I was officially in the wilderness. And see, the thing about the wilderness saints, the people that are comfortable in the palace, hallelujah, they don't understand how you survive in the wilderness. They say, girl, you know you look good. You ain't got to be sitting over there by yourself with them babies, and you can get you some help. All you got to do is shake what your mama gave you. They don't understand that God will provide. Hallelujah. In the wilderness. It was in the wilderness that God manifested himself. Hallelujah. Not in the palace. Moses was called out of the palace. The Bible says when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren. And Moses, we know the story that he killed an Egyptian because of fear, he had to run. But in 40 years of experience in the wilderness, God continually manifested himself time and time and time again. So don't think for one moment that God doesn't know your circumstance. All things are naked and open before the eyes of him unto to whom we have to do. He told the seven churches in Asia Minor, the ones that were suffering, he said, I know your works and I know your tribulation. He said, but that's okay. Just be patient. Hold on and I'll give you a crown of life. Young people, I understand. And sometimes we, as we get older, we get separated from what we were like as teenagers. But God knows your wilderness. He knows that you've been pressured to have sex. He knows you've been pressured with homosexual spirits. He knows you're pressured to use drugs. He knows you're pressured. But if you hold on and let God take you through the wilderness, he's going to do some great things with you. Hallelujah. The wilderness is designed to build up character. Amen. The Lord wants to build in us, amen, our most holy faith. And you can never get where God desires for you to be without trial and tribulation. Hallelujah. That's the way God has ordained it. Don't sell out. Don't give up. Don't go back. Don't bow down. Because we are serving the God of the wilderness. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. I told you, didn't I? I told you God was going to bless. Hallelujah. I told you he's going to send the word. Why? Because you're precious. Every one of you. God thought so much. He thought so much of a handful of women having service down by the water in Macedonia, that he gave the Apostle Paul a dream about a man. You see, sometimes in our chauvinism, we won't move. Praise the Lord. But Paul had a dream about a man in Macedonia who said, come over here and help us. And we got over there with some women. Praise the Lord. But let me say something here, sisters. Hallelujah. In Christ, there is neither male nor female, Greek nor Jew, bond nor servant, but a new creature in Christ. And when you get the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost in my life is just as powerful as the Holy Ghost in your life as in my life. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you you can't proceed in the work of the Lord. Don't let nobody tell you can't prophesy, that you can't teach, you can't preach. Whatever God called you to do, do it as unto the Lord. Because I've said this before and I say it again. Some of the most dynamic preachers I've heard was women. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think I needed to say that. Praise the Lord. But you may have a wilderness experience. But once again, he is a God of the wilderness experience. He's not the house God that we made him out to be. People don't want God to operate outside the church. Don't want saints to do nothing outside the church. Come on here. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, you have work to do. After the Holy Ghost has come, you shall have power and you shall be a witness. Every one of us, every one of us, we serve a God of the wilderness experience. I wouldn't have it no other way. I've seen God bless too many times in too many ways in my wilderness experience. When I had that incident in church many years ago, when it first happened, I cried like a baby. I said, Lord, I ain't got nowhere to go. I done labored with these folk, prayed with them, preached funerals for their families, give them my money, and they do this to me. I said, now, Lord, if there's any way possible, I'll take my stand down and go back. And the Lord spoke to me emphatically, said, you hold what I've given you. He wasn't talking as no Mary had a little lamb. He was speaking, amen, as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, because he roared in my spirit. Hallelujah. And he let me know through experience, I'm the God of your wilderness. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you when you're in the wilderness you can't survive. Praise the Lord. Churches play that mind game all the time. You can't survive. You got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. Jesus said, I will never leave you. What part about never don't we understand? The end or the are? He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. But I commit sin. I commit sin. Hallelujah. Come here, Sister Crystal. You ain't no sinner, but I'm going to use you this morning. Hallelujah. Walk away from me. I'm the Holy Ghost. Walk away from me. She done lied. She done fornicated. She done stole. She done murdered. Here come the Holy Ghost. You know I still love you. You know I still love you. Come on back to me. Keep walking. Keep walking away. He said, I'll never leave you. Hallelujah. Come on back. I love you. I love you. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. I love you. They don't care about you out there. I love you. Just like the prodigal son. Hallelujah. When the prodigal son, glory to God. Hallelujah. The prodigal son, the Bible says, he came to himself. And when he went back to the father's house, there was nobody standing there to judge him but his elder brother. Sometimes in the church, people act like the elder brother. They don't want to see you come back. They don't want to see God bless you. You say, go and cook the fatted calf. Give me that ring so I can put that covenant ring back on his finger. I put the shoes on his feet. Let him know when he come back, you're not going to sit him down. Oh, hallelujah. But he's going to be mobile. Bless her, Jesus. Bless her. God of your wilderness experience. I don't care how broke you get. Hallelujah. He's still the God of your wilderness experience. The children of Israel, the Bible says he provided manna every day. Manna was the most perfectly nutritious food they could have eaten. Praise the Lord. Manna came down every day. And the Bible says they that gathered much had nothing extra. They that gathered little had no lack. God will provide for you every day. Hallelujah. Because he's the God of your wilderness experience. Saints, I love you, each and every one of you. God bless you. Thank you for coming out and supporting us today. Praise the Lord. You made this all possible. Amen. My expectation was there would be many more people, but it ain't disturbing me one bit, because this is God. And everybody that needed to be here was here. Hallelujah. Amen. So I love you very much. God bless you. And keep on going forward, trusting God and doing what God would have you to do. Amen. Don't go back, because there's nowhere to go. Amen. Jesus asked his disciples, will you also leave? Because folk was getting the goods that Jesus had and they was taking off. He said, will you also leave? He said, Lord, where are we going to go? Thou alone hast the words to eternal life. There's no place to go. This world is on a collision course with destiny. We're living just a few spiritual seconds, amen, away from eternity. We are not long to be taken out of here as a church. The Lord is coming back. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. It's coming. And if you ain't ready, how do you get ready? By doing good works? No. You can have the works of Mother Teresa and not go to heaven. Salvation is a gift. As Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, God has imputed righteousness unto us because of Jesus Christ. St. Paul said we have the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. I've often said that if Adam had understood grace, he wouldn't have never ran and hid and covered himself with a fig leaf. He would have came to God and said, yeah, Lord, I messed up. But he did not know. Praise the Lord. And neither was he in the dispensation of grace. Saints, I love you. God bless you. And thank you all.
My God, my God. God of the wilderness. That was Elder Peoples. He's here with us once a month, and I just want to thank God for him. God of the wilderness experience. You know, sometimes God will allow you to go through the wilderness. But we're going to trade in our sorrows for joy. As God allows you to go into through the wilderness, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. I'm going to play this one song, and I just pray that you be blessed with it. Listen to the words of it, woman and man of faith. I'm trading in my sorrows.
Trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. But not pushed, persecuted, not abandoned.
And trade in your pain for his joy. Amen, amen. saying, trade in your sorrow. You know, the Bible says, weeping may endure through the night, but joy, a shout of joy, comes in the morning. Psalms 126, you'll find it there. And again, I say, count it all joy when you encounter trials and tests, just knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. And just let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, not lacking anything. And you'll find that in James 1, the first chapter, verse 2 and 3. You know, knowing that there's an expected end for you, knowing that there's an expected end for me, we don't lose. And if you never felt pain, then how would you know that I am a healer, saith the Lord? Give all your pain, give all your sorrow, all your burden to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just trade in your sorrow, trade in your pain, trade it in, trade in your burdens. Just trade it in. Choose to trade it in. As the woman of God,
I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. But not crushed, but secured, and not abandoned. Shut down, but not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse.
That's what we have to do. We have to make a choice to say, I trade it in so God can do what he's going to do. We can't keep holding on to it, for he cares for you, causing all your care to be his, like casting it upon him, for he cares for us. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who call you by his grace, will himself confirm you and can form you and make you strong, make you steadfast, make you unmovable, make you firm, make you abounding in every good works. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 through 11. If you never had to pray, so we're still talking about the God of the wilderness. If you never had to pray, how would you know that I am a deliverer, saith the Lord? And if you never felt pain, shatarabu, how would you know that he could heal you? God is your rock. He's your fortress. He is our deliverer. And in him, we must trust. Praise the name of Jesus when you have pain. Praise the name of Jesus when you have sorrow. And again, just like the woman of God said,
I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
And just keep praising God. He'll come. He will show up. He will deliver you. Trade in your sorrow. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above what we can think or ask. And the Word of God says, according to the power that worketh within you. And when you trade in your sorrow, you trade in your pain, you asking him for his joy. Just tell him yes. Tell him yes. No. You know, if we never had a trial, how could we call ourselves overcomers? Overcoming what? Overcoming what? We can't be overcomers if we haven't overcame something. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's scripture. Romans 12 and 21. We must tell God yes. We must tell him yes. It doesn't matter what we're going through. As the man of God was speaking, God of the wilderness, God will take care of you in the wilderness. God will cause the birds to feed you. God will cause the unexpected to happen. And that's why it's so important that we trade in our sorrow. Tell the enemy no and tell God yes. Overcome by praising God for his greatness, for his greatness, for his greatness. When you feel a pain, just start praising God for his greatness. Activate your faith, because he is a God of the wilderness. He's a God with no lack, and we must learn how to trade in our sorrow, trade in our pain, trade in our disbelief. Trade it in. Literally trade it in. You know, we trade stuff in. We take it back to the store when it doesn't work or when it's not what we want, we trade it in. Well, the same method, trade in your sorrow. And overcome by praising God for his greatness. You know, the word of God said his greatness, as he is greater than all of our problems, hardship, and circumstances. Greater is he. And I want you to get this in your spirit. Shatrabok. Greater is he who is in you. There's greatness in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4 and 4. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you're not worthy, because you are worthy. As I talked about last Saturday, we sit in heavenly places. And again, I didn't mean to do this tonight. Elder Peoples was on tonight about our God of the wilderness. But then the Holy Spirit unctioned me to come and to encourage you and to let you know that God is greater than we can even imagine. These small things that we need for God to do for us, it's according to our faith. Be it unto you. Start decreeing that thing. Start seeing it. Literally see it. Literally put a head on his body, a face on his body, on that husband, a face on that body, that wife. Keys for that car. Keys for that house. That's when you trade in your sorrow, because you're trading in that unbelief. You're trading in that doubt that it ain't going to never happen. I've been waiting so long. Elder Peoples talked about it tonight. God of the wilderness experience. He talked about he was in the wilderness for 15 years. Jesus. And I just want you to get this in your spirit, that you have a...
I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. The joy of the Lord. Let's not push, persecute, and not abandon. Shut down, but not destroy. I bless thee on the toast, for it's born to the Lord. That is your song, I'll be my strength. Oh, the sorrow may last for the night. His joy comes with the morning. I'm changing my sorrow.
when you feel that sorrow, just tell him yes. And that's the word that God wanted me to tell those that's on the line tonight, and even the couple that's on the internet. I want to encourage you that there's nothing too hard for God, that all things are possible to them that believe. We're going to let you go, and we bless you with the love of God. Join us tomorrow night. We will be on live tomorrow night. Call and tell somebody. Call and tell somebody that we're here every Saturday night. I'll be ministering on Saturday nights, so I want to encourage you to let someone know that we're here Saturday nights. Every Saturday night, we'll be on the broadcast ministering the Word of God. Well, we thank you for tuning in, and we just want to tell you, trade in your sorrow and tell God yes. Amen. 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 I want to say a word of prayer, and then first I'm going to do the salvation call, and then I'm going to close out. Well, Father God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you, Lord, that you have laid the word out tonight through your man servant. Father, I ask you to bless those that came in on the lines and those that are on the internet. Father, it's Friday night. There's so many other things that they could be doing. But, Lord, we ask you for a special blessing upon them. Give them, Lord God, a blessing of health. Give them, Lord God, a blessing of peace, a blessing of joy. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we're trading our sorrow for your joy. We love you, Lord, and we ask you to do a special a blessing upon those on the line, those on the internet, Father. And we cover this prayer with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. In the mighty Master's name of Jesus, we pray. If you don't know our Father, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I'm just going to encourage you to repeat after me. If you want him, his hands is open. He's beckoning you to come. Lord, I repent of all my sins, and I believe that you died and you rose again. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I believe that there's no way to the Father unless I come through his Son, Jesus Christ. I want to be part of your kingdom, Father. I accept you in my heart, and I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen. There's nothing that could hinder you from God saying yes to you. And if you say yes to him tonight, I'm going to encourage you to go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org, and you can send us a message. And if you don't have a Bible, we'll be more than happy to have one sent out to you. We now can offer the MP3 audio player. It's a double dual set version of the Bible. Only if you don't have a Bible. So send us an email and we'll make sure you get one. If you want a Bible sent out, we'll have a Bible sent out to you. There's no reason why you don't have the Word of God in your home. We offer it to you. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for just coming on the broadcast and being blessed. We know you were blessed. We were certainly blessed. And remember, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. He'll comfort us in all our afflictions. We just have to trade in our sorrows. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Trading my sorrows. Joy of the Lord, but not pushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. I'm blessed on the curse, for its promise will endure, that its joy is gonna be my strength. Oh, the sorrow that I saw, the
pressing on, yes, yes, Lord.